Good morning and welcome to Manna. I'm Pastor Ron here at Lighthouse. We're walking through the book of Proverbs on Monday. And so I'd like to pray and then we'll jump back into Proverbs chapter 27 and see how much further we can get today. So let's pray. Father, I rejoice in the blessing of the way in which you teach us. It's so important for us to allow ourselves to be in that place for you to examine our hearts, for you to speak to us, knowing that there are times when, Lord, you discipline us, but according to those that are trained by it, discipline is not pleasant at the moment, but fruitful. It yields fruitful righteousness. And so, Lord, it would make sense that we would automatically say yes and amen to discipline, but yet it's not pleasant for the moment. But may we press into that knowing that you care for us. And we do not need to be afraid because you are for us, not against us. You're shaping, and sometimes shaping takes a little bit more of a sharper scalpel. But yet, Lord, you bring about that which is reflective of your heart. And that's what we want. That's what we desire. So, Lord, bless our time now. We pray as we spend time in your word. Thank you, Jesus. In your name we pray. Amen. So if you have your Bibles with you, I want to encourage you to open up Proverbs chapter 27. We're going to pick up where we left off, which is at verse 17. Verse 17 says, iron sharpens iron as one man sharpens another. So that's the practical application. And of course, that's what Proverbs chapter 27 is about. It's the examination. It's like the personal examination. And so my doctor, Proverbs chapter 27, is going to give me some illustrations for me to examine my own heart, my own character, my own way of life. And so both from a practical standpoint, but also from a spiritual standpoint. So here it is again. Iron sharpens iron as one man sharpens another. It's good to have a friend that you know will speak truth into your life, that's not afraid to say, you know what, can I talk to you about something that's troubling me, about something that I see you doing or hear you doing or whatever. And they speak to you, they speak the truth in love to you, but that you hear it. It's like, I need to hear that, because there are things that we do that oftentimes we don't even realize we're doing until someone has enough concern for our welfare to come and to speak truth into our lives. So find that person. Obviously, from a spiritual standpoint, from an application there, that's the Holy Spirit of God. He convicts for our benefit. And the Word of God, which is, it says, all scriptures inspired by God and profitable for teaching, for reproving, for correction, for training in righteousness, that the man of God may be equipped for every good work. God wants to equip us not for the things we want to do, but for the things that he has for us. The good works, the things that are honoring to him, that are in obedience to him. So there you are. Iron sharpens iron as one man sharpens another. Verse 18, whoever tends a fig tree will eat its fruit, and he who guards his master will be honored. Let's take the first part there. Whoever tends a fig tree will eat its fruit. There's benefit behind being diligent to care for those things that, you know, you hope in the due season you'll reap. And I think that, you know, Galatians says that very well for us. Galatians chapter 6, beginning verse 7 says, do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever one sows, that will he also reap. For the one who sows to his own flesh will from the flesh reap corruption. But the one who sows to the Spirit will from the Spirit reap eternal life. So it just says, so you're going to be pursuing something, and so there's going to be a result of something. Is it going to be fruitful for you and for others, or is it going to be thorny? Is it going to bring corruption? And of course, then we're encouraged also back here in Galatians 6, 9, and let us not grow weary of doing good. Don't grow weary of doing good. you know, try to outdo one another in the opportunity to demonstrate honor and love to one another. That's been on my heart a lot lately, and especially as I think I taught a week or two ago about the importance of giving preference to others, especially when we drive. And I've noticed time and time again where it's like, no, I need to just pause and wait for someone else to move forward. And when I do, I'm not caught up in the frustration of the moment. In fact, if there's anything, it blesses and ministers my heart. My hope is that it's ministering to that person who is literally a stranger to me, but my hope is that I can have some kind of a loving influence upon them in the day. So don't grow weary in doing good, for in due season you will reap if we do not give up. So don't give up. He who guards his master will be honored. I mean, the practical part of that is absolutely, it's not about just how you speak about your boss when they're present, but how do you speak about them when they're not present? Oh, there's the conviction. There's the litmus, if you will, from God's word that says, how are you communicating? What does that look like? Because the truth about how you feel is the way that you communicate about others when they're not present. But it also reflects the heart. Watch this. As in water, face reflects face, so the heart of a man reflects the man. Oh, so it's not what goes into a man that defiles a man, it's what comes out. Well, what comes out of us, especially in stressful times, is something that we need to listen to and go, man, is that what I want coming out of me? What I want coming out of me is more of you. And so how do I do that? Well, I need to have more of him in my life. I need to receive more of what he has for me, because the heart of a man reflects a man. Sheol and Abaddon are never satisfied, and never satisfied are the eyes of a man. So in essence, hell is never satisfied. The fire, it continually burns. It never fully consumes. It's just torment. And so, we need to pay attention to that and recognize, man, is my sowing leading me to that place? Have I rejected God and said, I'll have it my way? Well, having it your way is not going to lead you to a place of promise. It's going to lead you to a place of suffering. And so it just says, man, be careful, because it tells us again, and never satisfied are the eyes of a man, that if you're pursuing something else other than God, I can tell you right now, you'll never find satisfaction. You know, the I think it's the 60 songs, can't get no satisfaction. Well, that's true. Not apart from God, but you can be fully satisfied in the peace of God that surpasses comprehension and guards the heart and the mind in Christ Jesus. Verse 21, the crucible is for silver and the furnace is for gold, and a man is tested by his praise. Isn't that an interesting statement? Man, how do I respond when someone praises me? It's not wrong to praise another person. It's right, but what's the motive of praising that person? But two, for the person that's receiving the praise, how do you receive that? Is it genuine humility? Well, one of the ways that you can tell how a person is receiving praise is if they're looking for praise, then they're going to acknowledge other things that they have done because they want more praise. If it's a person that doesn't want more praise, he's going to stay focused on what they're doing. We'll try to get one more. It says, crush a fool in a mortar with a pestle along with crushed grain, yet his folly will not depart from him. So it's basically saying you can't push out of difficulty the foolishness of a man. You can't reshape them behaviorally. How you reshape a man is by beginning with the heart. Well, that's the work of God. And so if you want your heart to be reshaped, if you see that you're in this place where you're caught up in these tests, if you will, this litmus, this personal examination, and you're failing that, you're going, Lord, I need to change. I want a change in my heart. Well, let God change the heart, because then you're reshaped for the glory of God. So God bless you all. Thank you for joining me. Next week, we'll pick up on verse 23.